Okay, well, I'll just start off with a bit of a broad question. Just that, I mean, do you think, in your experience, that people engaging on social media, especially with journalists and perhaps via comments, and the increased level of kind of two-way engagement, do you think that is? Do you think that has the potential to lead to a more informed society in general? Do you think that's a significant part of the equation?
Yeah, it has the potential to lead to a more informed society. Probably because people are standing in the midst of more information than ever before. You know, if you go on a comment thread and it's a good comment thread, and the person responsible for the piece at the top then comes in and engages with you, then the theory, at least, is that you then come away sort of knowing more and having had to interrogate your thoughts a bit more, so that's a good thing. But never underestimate the appeal of trivia. I haven't got a Twitter feed, and here's why, because I just keep going on it, and it's just people just talking frivolous nonsense. You know, I just ate a banana. Sorry, you're eating a banana, but you wouldn't tweet about it because you've got more brains, but that bothers me.
I do.
And also, we've just been at a talk here, and because if you look at who's actually running the show, as far as social media is concerned, you know, you haven't got massively diverse levels of ownership. You know, this is a world in which Twitter, Facebook, Google, you know, strike me as being in very powerful positions, and thus far they're using it for largely benign purposes, but we'll see.
Just quickly, the thing you said there about the amount of drivel that you find on social networks. I mean, do you feel the same way about some? A lot of people say exactly the same thing about the comments threads that end up getting appended to news articles. On your site, do you feel exactly the same way about those?
Depends, because there's less drivel. Because I don't write articles about how I've just eaten a banana. So if I write an article about why Karl Marx has relevance to the modern world, then clearly that, one would hope anyway, it demands a sort of slightly higher level of engagement. But that isn't to say that people don't go on and make points in a occasionally banal and fairly sort of moronic fashion. But when threads go right, which happens more frequently than you'd think, they're worth it. And again, in the talk we've just seen here, which I participated in, I mentioned this website, Quora, Quora.com. And Quora.com is thread-based, and it's founded on the idea of people en masse answering questions, but you push up the threads, the answers that tell you the most, and lo and behold, that builds in a filter system, and this system of mass participation then produces not just a load of brilliantly useful and quite authoritative, surprisingly authoritative information, but it's information that is alive. It's not like Wikipedia, where it just sits there. It's constantly changing and evolving, and that's brilliant. So in that sense, I remain a digital evangelist. Brilliant. With qualifications, but stop tweeting about bananas.
All right, can you just say one more quick thing? I want to just ask you, I know I've seen you, I know from experience that you take time to engage with people that leave comments on your articles.
Yeah, yeah.
And you talked about that a bit here and said potentially that's, you know, almost an equal part in some ways to the writing of the original article. Was that something that just came naturally to you? Did it just seem to make sense? Because a lot of journalists are like, well, I don't want to read them, I don't want to be involved.
No, a lot of people don't like it.
Did you just think from the get-go?
You need a bit of encouragement. I mean, you know, I'm old enough that I remember the world before all this, so I think initially I needed a bit of encouragement. But I don't do it in any way reluctantly. Just, you know, it sort of has a pleasure. You know, it's pleasurable. It's a scream sometimes. You're joking.
And you see it as part of your journal. You see it as just part
completely
and parcel of the same kind of.
No, and sometimes things happen that then spark other thoughts, and you'll then write another piece, and then another thread will go off, and it, you know. It's like this potentially sort of infinite domino train effect, which is fine, you know. And you have to roll with the punches. And if people come on and are, you know, abusive in that slightly underhand way that the mods will allow to happen, then you have to sort of roll with the punches. But I don't think I've ever started or participated in the thread, at least 30% of which wasn't tremendously worthwhile. He said at the risk of sounding slightly pious. There you go.
Cool.